Tuesday night and the day Torah, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening everyone, good evening. Giving food to someone who you know doesn't make a bracha. For whatever reason, we come across some person encounters, someone just told me they have a driving instructor that sometimes in the middle of a lesson, he pulls out the Yiddish, the from person who's learning, he pulls out a bit of a snack or something good for the breath or something, a sweet, and he wants to offer, as Menschlichkeit, he wants to offer the driving instructor, and he happens to know he's Jewish, but doesn't make a bracha, doesn't make brachas. You would have thought, showing it's a shallow shayla, Shochnoch speaks about it explicitly in Kuf Samach Des, a whole sif about it, and Shochnoch is quite machmir about the shayla, and it creates problems. I know someone, well, there's more than someone, many people work in restaurants. You go to a restaurant in Eretz Yisrael, you can get someone who has a job as one of the waiters, they call the one of the waiters, they take down, you know, they go around, they take down a list of what you want, you know, you want this, spaghetti, this and that, whatever, and they come and they serve the people who come to the restaurant, they serve them the food, that's their job, he's a waiter.
You mean the waiter's from?
The waiter's from, right? And you have, where from, you know, he's from, yes, he's from. And you have the people who come, can typically, you get to know your customers. A lot of times they come, they can come regularly, and come every month, every 3 months. And you get to know that when you place things down in front of them, is that they're not making brachas. This comes out in various different forms. It's very interesting, Shaila. That's the Shaila which Rav Eliyashiv discussed, the Shaila, about Masada, about a restaurant. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samach Tes says clearly, very one-liner, Loi yitein lechel, don't give food. Ela lemi sheyedea boy sheyevorech, only someone you know he's going to make a bracha. So Shulchan Aruch explicitly, one line says, do not give something to someone if you know he's not going to make a bracha. It's a very interesting quote. Okay, so some ask, how are you allowed to ever have a food store? If you have a food store that sells everything, how can you sell it? Taka the Chazanish told someone to write a sign that, you know, it's important to know to make a brocha. Say that. But the Maisa, the person can get around that by saying it's a lifne, the lifne is two. It's not exactly giving them food openly. Now, we're talking about when there's open food, like by a restaurant.
You know he's
going to
eat.
You know the pastor says he's going to eat it. You're offering it to him. A person has whatever, electrician, a barber, anything that can happen where a person knows that he's Jewish, and there's plenty of Jewish people around in Manchester. Someone just told me today that he knows of a company that he uses that works for one of these big companies, and he knows two people in that company that's Jewish, and they drive on Shabbos. So wow. He was talking about, you know, can he ask the company to do something if they can come on Shabbos? I said, we went through the regular kolonim, but usually it's okay, as long as dot, dot, dot. But he said, I know that two of them are Jewish. So there's another tshuva, Ramosha speaks about it. If it's a mitzvah in a motzei, it's only two out of 100, then it would be okay. We're going off topic. Our topic here is giving mishlach monos to someone who you know doesn't make a brocha. Is it okay or is it not okay? Pasha Shulchan Aruch is a problem. The Ramo gives one heter, that if you're giving it a Torah stocker, if you're giving it a begedet stocker, then it's okay. It's a special het if you're giving it a Torah stocker. That's something which is not always the case. Not always the case that you're giving mishlach monos to someone that you're makitoiv, a co-worker, an employer, or employee, someone who you have working for you, and he doesn't, he's not, unfortunately, he's not up to the stage of making brachas, and can you give him mishlach monos? So it doesn't fall under the heta of stocker, if that's the case. You won't have that heta. There's one of the heterim which the stipler mentions in Krainer de Igrisa, to make a brocha, if let's say your electrician asks you for a drink, it's very, very hot, they're sweating, and you give him a drink, even water, where you wouldn't make a brocha on water. You know you don't make a brocha on water if you're not thirsty. But a lot of times electrician, if they're working, or whatever it is, a plumber, and you know that they're thirsty, so then you'd have to make a shahakal, you'd have the same shaila. The stipler said, make a brocha, say it loud, and even if they don't answer Amin's never ma'akov, as long as they know that this bracha sort of works for them. And many times it's not negea to start getting down that dialogue and start getting into that conversation. Pshim Zalman Oybach comes along with a fascinating svara, and he speaks about a case where you have a very respected person who gives a lot of support to Torah, and he gives money to Torah, and he says that if you're going to go hard on him, then he'll end up doing more of a bigger Avera which is to hate the loim de Torah, the people which are from. Tosafos, there's one problem of not making bracha, but then there's another issue, beginning to have a sinner against loim de Torah, that avera is looked at as worse. The interesting of Shlomo Zalman, how he twists it. The end of the day is that the Pasha says there is a mokum lahachme that you will find in the poskim, a mokum lahachme. You should know when you sometimes see people, they go around giving sweets and shul for children, which is higiyah lachinuch, more than 6 or 7. And when this old minute comes from macha brocha, make a brocha, the good old nusach that you hear, make a brocha, it's not to be snuffed up at, because the maisa, to give food, this is the Sefer Chanoich Lena, written by Rabbi Yaakov Bloy, he mentions that to give a food item to a child, and you don't remind him to make a brocha, you'll have the same issue as the Shulchan Aruch says over here. There seems to be a special inyan not to give food to a person if you know he doesn't make a brocha. So this idea is not too far from it, because you might have the problem. You might have the problem giving to a child. It's not his problem. It's your problem giving it to him if you know you won't make a brocha. So it's interesting. So if you, children, even adults, but children, a lot of times, they're not in the habit. Brochas is all about habits. We mentioned this before. A person can go 50 years and have cereal every single day, 6 days a week, and every single day, one person will end up making a bone of fashas at the end of cornflakes, and he'll gather 24,000 brochas just for that. Mashen can you, another person's not in that habit, and he's lost that. It's all about habit, getting into the habit. So adults is negay, but also children, also they're not sometimes in the habit. So that's where it comes from, to the idea, to drill it in, macha brocha, you know, make a brocha, you hear the nusach is bechlal not too from. So the other option, instead of giving mishlach monas food items, I guess the other option would be, is to give a matona. So you give a matona, then you know, you've recognized that you've given something for the festival of Purim. The only problem is, sometimes you run into problems, if you give a dish, or you give a mug, or you give a keli, then you're giving something which you know that he's not going to tovel it. If he's at a level that he's not making brochas, there is an assumption to be made, it could follow, that he doesn't end up going, you won't find him doing dipping the dish that he gets. For the best of us, it's very hard sometimes after Purim, we receive a dish full of biscuits, and after a week, we finish the biscuits, very, very nice, and we're not plugged in to realize, hey, the biscuits are finished, and the next time someone makes biscuits at home, just puts it back into the jar without realizing no Tevilas Kelim had taken place. We can't assume the person who gave it did it, and if he did do it, it's nothing, because we do know that the person who uses it, that's the Chiyav. There is a way of doing it. If the person who gives it is makner it to the recipient beforehand, and he gets someone else to pick it up on his behalf, there's ways of doing it. And specifically in this case, where a person, let's say a person wants to give a jug, right, or a jar, or a mug to a person who is not shomer Torah mitzvahs. So then I guess you could pick it up on his behalf and you can tovel it for him. That could also be a mahalach. I guess the best thing would be is to just to buy a regular matona, which is not a food and is not a it's not a keli which requires tevila, and water isn't so bad either. You can give a bottle of water, because most times people drink water, they're doing it for health reasons, they're not doing it because they're thirsty, and we know the halacha is you don't make a shahakal in that case. So you can get away with maybe a bottle of water and something which doesn't require tevila, that would be a good way forward. Go on.
What do you gain by giving a matona?
If what? You're right. Reb Chaim mentioning, if you give a matana, you will certainly not fulfill the mitzvah of Mishlach Monos. You know, many people, especially this year, have this shaila. Especially this year, that Purim's on a Friday. It's very, for some people, it's very tricky to get it all in. Don't forget, you want to start your meal early. Sometimes people don't make it for the nets, and therefore they can start Shacharis 8:30, 9 o'clock even. And by the time they're finished, and they want to juggle it all, can you give Mishlach Monos at night time? We know Mefurish, it doesn't work. We know Mefurish, if we give Matanos Levionim in the night time, it doesn't work. The Maisa, you can't fault someone. If someone plans to be Mekayim the Mitzvah in the daytime, just once, one or two people, and he'll be Mekayim the Ikka Mitzvah, whether he'll do it with his neighbor or the person he usually gives, and the rest of the other ones that he just generally wants to show gratitude, he wants to just show Hakaras HaToiv, you can't fault someone for doing it in the night time. That means, yes, you won't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, this Hareza Meshubach. We know that every additional Matanos of Yonim, every additional mishlach monos that a person adds, Shulchan Aruch says, harei zeh meshubach. He's praiseworthy, and therefore, someone told me that his wife only wants to make one cake. He wants to give out cakes. She wants to give out a special cake to all her friends. Obviously, one cake is one nice mana, but it's not another mana. So he struggled. What should he tell his wife? What just plonk a lolly inside? Lolly also has to be, or chashukhan reds, it has to be something bakovedik. One lolly could be for that person's not so bakovedik. Or a packet, give a packet on top of a packet of chocolates on top of a cake. It doesn't really come in. They're trying to think, ahina here, the maisa. You can't fault someone. Ideally is to give two monies. The Shulchan Aruch says mufurish, hariz ha-mashubach. That's the ideal. And also becomes the trend that the person only gives one. It's taka nishbatamd. That's the truth. But where necessary, if a person wants to give one money and he does it balaylo, okay, there's probably a maila doing balaylo, which shows the hecker that you're not fulfilling the mashlach monies. Again, all this is theory. This is not mufurish ha-alocha. Vashtay mufurish ha-alocha. Hariz ha-mashubach, and it's better to give it in the day for sure. Not better. You have to do it in the day. If a person does it by Laila for Akoros HaTov reasons, and it's in the spirit of Purim, you can't fault him. That's the gather.
You've still got Reyes.
Sure, you've got Reyes. So it's going to have to be, even if a person gives one money to the whole of Manchester, you'll have a lot of Reyes, but you won't fulfill one mitzvah. You'll go through the whole Purim and not fulfill the mitzvah of Shlach Mono. So yes, it's Reyes. The term is Reyes, but you've got to click into the actual Vashtate. By Yom, it's state by Yom with Dash and by Yom Purim, and it has to be by Yom Purim and not by Laila. It's quite clear, someone who gives one money, or he gives two money by Laila, he's not fulfilling it, so let's just get that clear.
You do the one on the day.
It's very good. If and not, exactly. But my point is, but you've lost our raise on Mashubach, so people battle. You have to know what in your family is going to settle well. And if in the family, it's going to be your stress. I hear the argument to say, do it in the nighttime. I hear the argument to say, do one money if you need to. As long as you make sure that it's not the trend, it doesn't become into somehow seeps in that people think, you know, somehow, you know, there's these things that seep into to society.
After the
Suda,
does it help?
So you keep it after the Suda on Shabbos. First, you're going to.
Afternoon?
Yeah.
4 o'clock. You finish
your sure.
That's okay as well.
Yeah. The whole day. Till Shkia. You've got till Shkia. So those who hold on after Shkia. But till Shkia, not at all. Well, Lachatchila, we do it before the Suda. We do it in the Keseda. We do Mishlach, Monos, and Matonos, Avioni before the Suda. Ideally, that was supposed to be the intention, but the Maisa is not Ma'akiv at all. A person, as long as you've got something, that's absolutely fine. Let me just mention, we have to be very clear. We're going to go through a Purim, and there's four major mitzvahs to fulfill. One is Megillah, so obviously we do that by Laila as well, as by Yom, we do it twice. And Megillah is very important that we're hearing every word. Someone told me that his wife sat through the whole Megillah, but she only came one pasuk late. She came in after the first pasuk. Is it okay? And he said that after davening, she said the first pasuk. Is it okay? The halacha is obviously you missed out. The simple solution is that you just catch up. You say the brachas yourself, and you catch up. Even if it's a lady that's not so used to reading, she should try and catch up. In the time it comes to the first homon, you'll have time to catch up. If it's possible to catch up. If not, then there's no way to be yotzer. That's unfortunate. She had to listen to it again, and it was a bit. She was not happy because she was not happy because in actual they banged, and it took about an hour. And then she came home. We told her that she has to hear it again. Straight as a gaiters, mishlach monos is the second mitzvah, and obviously we've got to make sure that we're doing it properly. Two choshevah monos, people are clearing. Can it be yotzer mishlach monos with two vapes? You buy two vapes machines. Can you fulfill the mitzvah? You know, Bochrim want to know, can they buy two different types of vapes and give it to a friend? What's this?
Is it a machel?
Is it a machel? This is a big shaila that comes up on Yom Kippur, and it comes up Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, Mishabrua tells you, so is it the same as cigarettes? On Tisha B'Av, Mishabrua gives you a heta to do betzina after chatzos. The smokers will know there's a heta after chatzos betzina to smoke, right? Yet. So that's interesting. Now vaping, the posting seems to hold that it's worse than smoking. Smoking is not a machal, it doesn't go, there's no liquid that goes down your throat. Mashenkin over here, apparently, if it forms, there's a little bit of liquid. Yes, you can't drink it like that, it's not roy, but it's a shlav worse. That's why when it comes to chametz, all these things are a shlav worse than smoking. So that's what the poskim, the consensus of the Heindiger poskim, is to treat it a bit worse than smoking. Smoking is not to be treated like a real oichel. It's not to be treated like a real machel. If you take cigarettes to the Beis HaKisei, there's no shilas involved. Right? You can see and you can smell. When it comes to vapes, right? You can start clearing if it's an oichel, all these sorts of things. Next one is matonas levyonim, extremely important. Really, a person can take 5 pence, which is a pruta, and another 5 pence, and give it to 2 aniyim, and he's mekayim his mitzvah. Or you go over to the pushka, give 5 pence, 5 pence. You're giving 2 matonas. You're giving matonas levyonim to 2 people, or you can give it to 1 person if they plan to give it to 2 people. But here is the catch: lachatchila, we try and get the shit of the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva is of the opinion that it should be 1.5 beitzim of bread, which is like a big, nice geshmaka roll. And that can sometimes cost £1.50 nowadays. You know, you never know how much things cost. £2.50. If you call it, just to be safe, £2.50 each oni, then a person can fulfill his fulfillment with £2.50 and £2.50, and he's yotzer. Some, and his wife, have got to do another £2.50, another £2.50. So with £10 notes, hearing the Megillah, you'll hear a lot of noises. You'll hear a lot of stocker pishkas. With £10 notes, you can stipulate to the person collecting on behalf of two. Usually, they're collecting for 2 people. They give it to 2 people. You have to be mevara. Sometimes only collecting for 1 family. Ideal is that you have someone collecting for both families. Give them £10 notes, and then that could cover yourself £2.50, £2.50, and your wife £2.50, £2.50.
You have to say that.
Doesn't matter. That, as long as the intention, you've given the £10 with that intention, that's a subsidy fine. Yeah. It's kedai to say what you're doing. Whatever these, you should know, when it comes to mitzvahs, which are medivri kabbalah, it's very important. Mishaburu says, all these things, you need kavana. In fact, when it comes to the soda, Mishaburu says, kosva achreinim, you should be mechavan to mechayim the mitzvah. What have we been waiting for all year? But Lamai said this, you should know what you're doing. The Briskarov always had this. Person has to know what they're doing, right? So therefore, always could die just to say this is for my wife, me and my wife are two aniyim, which is going to cover all of us. Obviously, a £20 note is not going to harm, so you've done £5 each oni, and kolam moisav harizam shubach, that's obvious. Loshen Rambam, famous Loshen Rambam, mutzav, that's better that a person pays more money for matanos levyonim, more than mishlach monos and the suda. That's the famous Loshen Rambam. So that's also very important. The Suda, obviously, when it comes to, that's Matanz Levyen with the third mitzvah. All these mitzvahs are Medivri Kabbalah. They're very heavy mitzvahs. And the fourth mitzvah is the Suda, which is also very important. This year, it's also very geshmak. We'll be able to fulfill it properly. A lot of times, people start the meal very late in the game, and then sometimes the main meal is after Shkia, and they sort of missed it. This year, at least, hopefully, a lot of people will be mekayim it properly. Ketikune, they'll start early. Now, one of the inyonim of the Suda is to get drunk. And kipshutay shochanach means that you should literally get drunk, which is you don't find that so common in some circles. It's also not so recommended. Even the poskim say it's better to be mekayem the ramah. The ramah's way of doing it, ad le'odah, is by drinking a little bit more and then sleeping afterwards. It's not easy to do. We've mentioned this in the previous shir. That yes, it's easier to drink a little bit of wine more than yosem limudai, but it's not easy to put yourself to sleep afterwards. It's very tricky. This year might be easier. Some people will like to believe they're going to start the meal at 12 o'clock. They hope to, or 1 o'clock, or whatever it is. At Lachatchila, the Ramah says to try and do it before Chatzos, but it could be quite hard. But if let's say you aim to start as early as possible, maybe then you'll be able to have a nap. I don't know if it's possible. This Indian is not Ma'akuf, Chayv and Shlevesuma, although it's Loshon Chayv, the Eli Rabbi says it's not Ma'akuf. Just to end off with the beautiful, the Medrash Talpios, Rabbi Moshe Weisstein showed me this, it's a beautiful Medrash that says that if you have it, take a dice, and it says Homon threw a dice, he took a dice, and it came to Agog, Aleph Gimel Gimel. He did 1, 3, 3. He was very happy to see Agog. He came from Agogi, and therefore he was very proud of it. Not what he didn't know is that when you turn a dice upside down, always the other side of a dice is always the total to 7. So if let's say you spin a dice and it comes to 1, the other side of it, the bottom of it will be 6. And if you spin a dice and it comes out 3, the other side will also equal 7 together, so the other side will be 4, 3 and 4. Just take any dice, you'll see the combination of the top and the bottom will always be 7. That's the rules with dice. Therefore, he turned it around, and Aleph turned into a Vav, and the 3 turned into a 4, and the 3 turned into a 4, which is David. He didn't realize that when Ahapuch Hashem is going to change the muzzle from Agog to David, and that's the Klal Yisrael was left to Yeshua. Shkoch. Okay. Nice one. Shkoch.